Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In Parshas Truma, we hear about the mitzvos to build the Mishkan and to build many of its kelim. And one of the kelim we hear about is the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the outer Mizbeach, also called the Mizbeach HaOlah, and also called the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, the copper or the bronze Mizbeach, since it was made out of copper-plated wooden walls filled with dirt. Almost all of the other kelim were made of gold. So why would the most central piece of the Mishkan, the place where the Avoda occurs, the place where every single animal korban is brought, the place where Bnei Israel gather every single morning and every single afternoon for the korban tamid, the place where the Kohanim say Kriyas Shema every single morning at sunrise, why would that, of all things, be made of copper? This question is asked by the Medrash HaGadol, the largest of all the Medrash collections. The Medrash HaGadol in the beginning of Perek Chav Zayin asks the same question and offers a beautiful explanation. The Medrash says the Mizbeach was made out of copper to teach us the following. Just like copper, if rust grows on it, you can scrub it off, you can polish it off. So too you, Bnei Yisrael, even if you sin, even when you sin, you can do tshuva and rub off your sin, so to speak. It's an incredible message that Bnei Yisrael must hear then, and we have to hear today too. At the heart of the Mishkan, at the heart, at the center of our avoda, we're told that Hashem's love is unconditional. There's a little tarnish on the Mizbeach, no problem. Can be polished right away. Don't ever think that Hashem gives up on you, despite mistakes that we make. That message is front and center of the Mishkan and in the Beis HaMikdash. No gold on this Mizbeach. This Mizbeach, the outer Mizbeach, for all to see, it's copper. It can always be polished. That's the Medrash. Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, also asks this question. And he says, based on the Medrash Tanchuma, the copper Mizbeach atones for Azus Meitzach, for the chutzpah, for the audacity that Bnei Yisrael sometimes exhibits. What's the connection between copper and chutzpah? Rashi quotes a pasuk from Yeshayahu, Perek Memches, Pasuk Dalid, which quotes Hashem saying the following, I knew, says Hashem, that you are obstinate, and your neck is made of iron, and umitzchacha nechusha, your forehead is made of copper. You have become inflexible like copper. Or, as the Ibn Ezra of Avram, Meir Ibn Ezra, who died in 1167, says on that pasuk, your forehead is constantly copper and you don't blush anymore. You're not appropriately embarrassed. You're not appropriately uncomfortable by the things you do and by the things you say. So that's Rashi. The Mizbeach is made of copper and it can atone for our copper-like forehead, so to speak. It atones for our chutzpah. It atones, God forbid, for our audacity. The Alshich, Rav Moshe Alshich, who died in 1593, explains this Rashi in a fundamental and beautiful way. This is found in the Perush of the Alshich on the Chumash called Toras Moshe. The Alshich says the following, many sins, any kind of sin, many sins often stem from the terrible midah of chutzpah. We think we know what's right even more than God himself. It sounds crazy, and it is crazy, but very often part of sinning stems from the distorted and twisted mindset of chutzpah, of azus meitzach. And the Alshich says that a person who sins often has a hard time doing tshuva, because he or she might be embarrassed. They know they sinned, and Hashem, of course, knows they sinned. So that embarrassment, that shame, can prevent a person from sinning. They don't feel worthy to do tshuva. But the Alshich says that's exactly the message of the Kapur Mizbeach. You had the audacity. You had the nerve to sin. You had mitzchacha nechusha. You had the copper forehead, so to speak. Use that same chutzpah to do tshuva. That's exactly what you need to come back to Hashem. It takes courage to admit you've sinned. It takes boldness to admit you've sinned. And it takes just the right amount of healthy self-confidence, the right amount of healthy chutzpah to recognize and to believe that I am worthy of Hashem's love. I'm worthy of loving Hashem, and I am worthy of Him loving me. I am worthy of being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is what we can think of when we approach the outer, the copper Mizbeach. I used my chutzpah to sin, unfortunately, but the copper Mizbeach reminds me that I can use that very Midah. I can channel that very Midah towards the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and in the process of tshuva. Have an amazing day, everyone!